The first feature. This week looks at a versatile Norfolk delicacy. Chef Richard Bainbridge says there is so much you can do with samphire, otherwise known as poor man's asparagus. Here is Frances Pierce to tickle your taste buds.
This week I'm going to talk about samphire. The season is just on the cusp of starting. They're all now about 2 centimetres tall, and from next week we'll be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You always know the season is starting when the asparagus is starting to die off. Around Easter, asparagus starts and you have this amazing season. Then that starts to dip off, but there's no disappointment for me because I know samphire's coming in and it's to take me through the summer. In Norfolk, people always laugh when we call it samphire, and I read in North Wales that they call it sampkin. When I talk to London chefs and say the samphire season is coming in, they literally look at me like I have 3 heads. Picking samphire is one of those amazing things to do with friends and family. Going out, getting your shoes off, putting your feet in the squishy mud. Eating it as you walk around on a hot summer's day, brilliant. What's incredible is it's such a versatile vegetable. If you go out and pick watercress, there's only so much you can do with it. There's only so much you can do with a strawberry. But with samphire, you can pickle it, which is a great way to preserve it and keep that salty freshness for the year to come. Or my favourite way is to have it buttered with a poached egg on top. That's to die for. I also love it with new potatoes, just tossed through in a pan when the potatoes are starting to caramelise with little bits of bacon ends. It's a beautiful accompaniment to roast chicken or a fish dish. I remember picking it up as a boy, going up to Mawston Quay with my mum, grandad and nan on a field trip. We go to Blakeney Point and see the seals, and my grandad would always tell me about poor man's asparagus. Then my nan would always cook it up with an egg on top as a treat for me. In a way, samphire has always had this amazing history. In terms of picking it with my grandad, then working with Galton at Mawston, picking it with him in the evening would be a real treat. He'd say, "Let's go down to the quay and pick some samphire." And I was like, "I'm a boy from Helsden. This is so exciting." Then when I was head chef, we'd go down and pick it with sea purslane and sea beets, almost like nature's natural larder. That's probably one of the biggest things I miss about not working on the coast anymore. When we get the first bag of samphire in, it's a genuine joy because in East Anglia we are so lucky to have it. Samphire usually comes from the coasts of Northern Europe, marshlands like North Norfolk and around Northern Wales. It's very limited. You can't just go and pick it anywhere on the coast. You can't go to Kent and say, "I'm going to pick samphire." It only grows in certain places. If you're out picking it, other easy ones to identify quickly online are sea purslane and sea beets. Sea purslane is very much like samphire, but has tiny spade-like leaves. It's slightly tough, but juicy and great pan-fried as a garnish. Sea beet is a bit like seaweed. You can blanch it in water, toss some butter through it as you would spinach, or make it into an amazing earthy soup. The coast is very much coming alive at the moment. Some people look at East Anglia and think, because we are connected to the sea, we have this abundance. But the North Sea is limited to things like cod, plaice and dabs. They are great products, but limited in their season. This is when it all comes to life. This is the payback. After the winter days of cold north winds, these are the fruits of our labour. The sea is giving back to us, which is so super exciting for any chef.